Okay, so hello and welcome to our 8th Game of Life Masterclass call. I do want to remind you that going to be presenting the Secret Door to Success Masterclass. I have not set a date yet because I am still unpacking, but it will be soon. And I want to ask you please to, if you could, when the class completes, if you could just write out a few lines about what you're enjoying about the class and maybe how it has supported you or helped you to make changes in your life. If you could just jot a few things out, because I will be presenting this class again, it might make a difference on someone as to whether they know whether the class is for them or not. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and create our safe, sacred space. So if you'll just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths, and we'll just go ahead and quiet our minds and then begin with a prayer. So please, again, just get comfortable and close your eyes. And I'm going to ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected. So if you'll just take a really deep breath, and with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, just focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath and a slow exhale, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace the things that you're grateful for and immerse yourself in that emotional fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask, and allow life to move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we create our sacred circle. We ask the angels to join us and take my hand. If you're in Asia, Africa, Antarctica, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. We come together as one, with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. Please just step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold that circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, just bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. This week's class dives deep into the 8th chapter of the Game of Life, Intuition and Guidance. In this chapter, Florence speaks of demonstrations, treatments, speaking the word, and asking for and following leads. She gives us clear examples of there being no loss in divine mind. Therefore, what fear perceived as loss no longer exists when we're in alignment with our superconscious, the divine mind. But let's start at the beginning. Florence begins the chapter with, "There's nothing too great of accomplishment for the man who knows the power of his word and who follows his intuitive leads. By the word, he starts in action, unseen forces, and can rebuild his body or remold his affairs. It is therefore of the utmost importance to choose the right words, and the student carefully selects the affirmation he wishes to catapult into the invisible. He knows that God is his supply, that there's a supply for every demand, and that his spoken word releases this supply. Ask and ye shall receive." Now, these are simple statements. But when today's human mind reads this or we listen to it, we immediately work at making this difficult. We get stuck on, what are the right words? What if I say an affirmation wrong? What if nothing happens? What if I ask for something that's not mine? Well, we listen to the negativity, the pain that's hidden in our subconscious and our gotta know how I'm getting something conscious. And both of them are being so loud that they drown out the confident knowing of the superconscious. So let's strip away all the difficulty and look closely at what Florence is trying to convey. Now, throughout the game of life, Florence shows us through her outdated terminology and examples to look within and be aware of our own inner energy. Are we feeling angry, despair, worried, fear in some form? Or do we feel happy, grateful love energy? Do we believe we deserve to be, do, or have what we want? If you feel an uncomfortable resistance energy in your body at any of these questions, why? Why do you feel that fear energy, that resistance? Explore the energy of that feeling. What do you need to look at? Because we know and understand that when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we stuff it. When we observe painful energy, it immediately begins to lose its power over us. Now, we've discussed action steps to stop stuffing uncomfortable feelings and emotions and energy and to observe it, process through it, and be free of it. We know that when we immerse ourselves in the vibration of love and gratitude, miracles happen. So when you don't see anything happening and that nagging little voice whispers to you, nothing's happening, remember that it's lying, because the moment you experience an emotional thought, energy that you can't see with your human eyes begins to move, to mold, and take shape into what you've thought about. Thought backed with passionate intention is powerful. When you embrace the feels of happiness that flood your body when you think of having what you want, you're not faking it till you make it, and you're not lying to yourself. You're stoking the movement of energy behind the scenes to manifest what you want. This acceleration of energy is as real as if you were stoking a fire with a poker, giving the fire more fuel to burn, immersing yourself in the grateful happiness of already having what you want. When there's no sign of it in sight, puts a dry log on your manifesting fire and bursts it into flame. The game of life includes example after example of affirmations. You can take Florence's affirmations and reword them to suit what you wish to express. And if they don't resonate with you, reword them. Include this or better. Done deal. Thoughts expressed as words spoken aright. Our words, thoughts, and emotions are energy containers that manifest through us every moment of every day. And that manifestation can be something we love or something we don't. Now, here are two examples of thoughts being and moving energy. Florence shared with us in a previous chapter about wanting a rose tree. Her friend placed an order for lilies, but the flower shop sent her a rose tree because she put the energy of wanting a rose tree out to the universe. Well, about 15 years ago, oh my God, seems like yesterday, I was making the bed in the master bedroom on the second floor of my house when I randomly wondered if someone is ill, if somebody's sick on the second floor of their home and they can't walk downstairs, how do paramedics get them down? Not a good thought. The next week, I got food poisoning, dehydrated, and passed out. I was upstairs and couldn't make it down the stairs. An ambulance was called, and I learned the answer to that question. They strap you into a chair and carry you down the stairs. Now, I remember when I thought about that question. I remember it so clearly. I had this burning need within me for just a few seconds. But the power of the energy was there. I remember feeling it. And the universe sent me the answer. You're welcome. I should have looked it up online and gotten the answer. The key to both experience is the intention power supporting the thoughts, that energy holding no anxiety over failure. Florence really wanted the rose tree. She felt a passion for it, and she saw it being carried in her door. Well, I clearly remember the thoughts and feelings of wondering how the paramedics handle that kind of situation. I clearly remember the passion of wanting to know. And for whatever reason, I was just totally focused in that moment, feeling the energy of my thoughts. And those thoughts are as clear today as they were all those years ago. And, you know, I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but boy, I remember what those feelings felt like. I wanted to know the answer, and then I just thought about something else. I left it at that high vibration and walked away thinking about something else. And that's just what Florence did. She wanted the rose tree. And then she thought about something else. Be aware of your energy, your thoughts, your words. Florence says they don't come back to us void. They don't. They're manifesting your life, whether you're consciously focused or not. Be aware of the passion within your subconscious. I cannot emphasize enough that the energy of our planet will support you to manifest what you want. Oh my gosh, I'm living on a lake 1,000 miles away from where I was living when we started this program. I am free in another state, living on a lake where I'm safe. I mean, the guy across the street doesn't even close his garage door when he's gone, even if it's overnight. I manifested my new life by writing about how happy I was to already have it in my playbook. Facing fear when it came up through the playbook, through what I was writing, and immersing myself in gratitude of already living in this house, this or better. Be aware. It will also support you to manifest what you don't want if you're passionate about not wanting something. Whatever you're worrying about, you'll not only manifest it, you'll manifest it quickly. It's not our job to worry. It's our job to be happy, raising our vibration, raising the vibration of the earth beneath our feet, holding that safe space for others to be happy, changing the world one person at a time. When you actively, consciously choose to engage in the powerful energy of what it would feel like to have what it is you want, energy that's between you and what you want will reveal itself as resistance energy, a resistant feeling in your body. I held absolutely no resistance while wondering how paramedics got people downstairs. No resistance at all. And then there it was, the answer. But when resistance does reveal itself to you, you then have that golden opportunity to pull that darkness of resistance out into the light by observing it. And that observation opens the way for you to be free of the negative energy that's blocking you. To manifest the life you want to live, all you have to do is take one simple step. Shift your energy. Raise your vibration to match the joy and happiness of the experiences and the material things that you want. And they manifest. Change your energy. Change your life. Just remember, it is not your job to know how. Consciously set your intention to release that need to know how, that human need to know how. Be open to the possibilities. It's your job to identify what it is you want and then let the universe fill in the details and guide you to any action steps. Some people may say, but I don't have the education that I need, or I don't live in the right place, or the economy won't support what I want to do. Well, these are all just excuses. They're excuses for resistance, excuses to stay in the less than love energy that creates more of what you don't want. And another important, huge excuse is succumbing to the illusion of the darkness before the dawn, that time just before what we want comes to fruition, and we're tired, so we fall prey to being afraid. We doubt, and we worry that what we want won't manifest on time. We succumb to the illusion of failure. There is no such thing as failure. What we judge as failure is an experience of proving methods that don't create the desired outcome. It gives us that opportunity to activate or to employ a different method. It's not failure. We just proved what doesn't work. We've just figured out what we don't like and what we really want. Sometimes those feelings of adversity, that feeling of an unjust situation, it's a stepping stone to what we really want, to actually fulfilling our square of life. Okay, so now we're going to do a treatment together to open your vast reservoirs of prosperity, including a special nod to wealth. Now, in this chapter, Florence spoke the word for a woman who desired a large sum of money. She spoke the word for her and gave thanks that she had received it. Together, as one, Florence and the woman created the energetic container for the money, and the money arrived. They used that power of two. And we're going to do that. But with more than two, we're magnifying that energy even more. So first I'm going to share with you the spoken word of the treatment. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'll say it slow enough for you to write it down. I will be putting it on the Masterclass Central webpage. So if you can't write it down right now, that's okay. It will be there. Please do write it down, because by writing it down, you'll be able to tap into and access the energy more powerfully. Okay. So then we'll get settled into the intention. We're going to quiet our minds. And then we'll shift powerfully into the energy of prosperous abundance. And when we do this, allow yourself to experience whatever's revealed to you. Allow yourself to see through your mind's eye, to hear and to feel through your heart. Make note if any resistance energies reveal to you so that you can process through it and be free of it. So now if you're listening to the recording of this program, know that this journey, this treatment, is as powerful as a recording as it is live. The energy does process through to the recording. And so we'll just go ahead and begin. I speak the word for each of us. Infinite Spirit, open the way for the immediate supply for everyone in the Game of Life Masterclass. All that's ours by divine right now reaches us in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so write down this personalized version and then I will repeat it. Infinite Spirit, open the way. For my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of prosperous abundance. Under grace, in miraculous ways, for the highest good of all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll repeat that. Infinite Spirit, open the way. For my immediate supply, let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So now we'll just quiet our minds and shift our energy. And each section of this exercise opens a way to connect with the awareness of your superconscious and raise your vibration. So just place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And take a really deep breath. Slowly exhale. And shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace things that you're grateful for. And just allow yourself to feel that fulfillment of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we're going to ground into the highest vibration of love possible, connecting to our immediate supply, accessing our creation energy. So with another deep breath and eyes closed, allow yourself to see in your mind's eye that massive oak grounding tree of prosperity. And notice that within the branches of your tree is your square of life fulfilled. Branches of bags of money. Wonderful relationships. Magnificent health. And wonderful work that makes your heart sing with joy. So just take a deep breath and step into the spiritual essence of your grounding tree. And once inside, just allow your feet to go down into the roots, down through the soils, the water, and the clay, and the rocks, down to that core light of loving, abundant prosperity at the center of Mother Earth. And now pull that powerful possibility of all things that are yours, pull that back up through the rocks, the soils and water, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. And the branches of your mighty oak tree of prosperity open wide to the breath of God. And with open heart, we align the love of the divinity that is our essence. Just breathe deeply and pull into your heart through your breath the limitless possibility of your full potentiality of experiences. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace in miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The angels of love, light, and prosperity join us in our oak tree of prosperity, bringing with them the energy of limitless creation. Allow yourself to feel them come in close, fully supporting you to be limitless possibility in all directions of time, from within to without. Take a deep breath and tap into the galaxy of creation energy that is yours to create what you wish. You have the power to manifest through you, from within to without, all that's yours by divine right. Breathe in deeply of the joy it would bring you to receive avalanches of prosperity. Take another deep breath and allow the bright light of the life force energy of creation within you to expand bigger and brighter until your entire body is filled with the brilliant, bright light of prosperity, creation, energy. Allow yourself to feel how awesome it is to receive avalanches of prosperity in all things great and small, from within to without. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel within your heart that is now ready to manifest without? Breathe deeply and allow your heart to see. Firmly anchor and claim your avalanches of prosperity, all that's yours by divine right. Breathe into every cell of your being how fabulous it feels to receive avalanches of prosperity. And now take a deep breath and allow the brilliant light of creation energy that you are to expand up through the branches of the tree, up high. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you more money than you can spend. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you magnificent health. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you work that makes your heart sing with joy. Your beacon of light shines brightly to magnetize to you loving relationships with money, with people, with all that brings your heart joy. Your square of life complete and everything in between. Take a deep breath in and repeat after me using the voice of the life force energy of creation. Infinite Spirit, open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that's mine by divine right now reach me. In great avalanches of prosperous abundance under grace. In miraculous ways for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Infinite Spirit, show us the action steps we are to take to manifest great prosperity from within to without. Give us the wisdom to understand the steps and the strength to take them. Embrace in great deepest gratitude all that's yours by divine right. How fabulous does it feel to receive all that your heart desires? Just allow roots from your feet to go deep down into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the clay, and the water, down to that core healing light of prosperous possibility at her center. And pull that loving light back up through the soil, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. And now take a deep breath and bring back with you the brilliant love light, the limitless possibility of creation. Bring that with you as you step out of the grounding tree. I hold you in the light of having received your immediate supply. Prosperity in abundance, all that's yours by divine right, under grace, in a miraculous way. So be it, and it is. Set your intention now to be open to any action steps you need to take to receive your avalanches of prosperity. The only action step you're to take may be to just hold the energy of having received without doubt or fear. Or you may get a hunch or feel guided to do something. And if you're unsure of the guidance, just ask for clarification of the lead. Don't be shy. Use your free will and ask for help. So it's my experience that guidance is always provided. It's up to us to allow ourselves to have those eyes to see and the ears to hear or the wisdom to follow the knowing within. And you can tweak this treatment to whatever you wish to create. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that we subconsciously make improving our lives difficult or hard. We now know that the reality is that we each have the power to live prosperous, happy lives, no matter what our circumstance, our geographic location, or our education. Not only do we have the power, but it's also our birthright to be happy in whatever form happiness is for us. And we understand that to change our life, all we have to do is change the energy within us. That energetic vibration of our words, our thoughts, and feelings, they manifest as our reality from within to without. It's just that simple. And now we have the support tools to keep our vibration as high as we possibly can. You have the power to fulfill your square of life and live your version of heaven on earth. So I'll include the prosperity meditation as a separate audio so that you can listen to it on its own if you'd like. And if you have any questions about this, please ask. Again, I know it's a lot of information. It's a lot of energy. So ask me if you have any questions about it. Be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. Get sleep when you need it. Don't let fear come in when you get tired. Just recognize you're tired and do something else. I would love it, again, a reminder, if you would take just a few minutes after we complete the class, or if you're listening to the recording, to write out your thoughts and experiences of this masterclass and share them with me as a testimonial for others. Okay, so next week, we're going to dive into Chapter 9, Perfect Self-Expression or the Divine Design. And that completes our content for today.